My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I feel like you guys need to take two on that.
Why? No, we're good.
We got it all in. It worked around everything perfectly, didn't it?
And you got the Mighty Mighty Boss tones. I mean, does it get any better than that?
Actually, it doesn't.
See? It's because you're the boss.
I prefer Mighty Mighty Boss tones over Blues Traveler, quite frankly.
Very
okay,
nice.
Good. Now you know that.
We can make that work.
Make that happen.
Okay, so you've been all over the stadium stuff. The Browns issued a real fancy video piece showing what Brook Park could look like.
It's called a sizzle reel, Jeffrey. Don't hate.
I like it. I like it. I'm waiting for the renovation of the stadium video to come out.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's like, well, here it is.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Still sitting here on the lake. No roof. Okay.
I don't think it was a coincidence that, yeah.
How do you think
was not included in the letter yesterday?
How do you think it went over? How do you think it's going over?
I mean, the feedback that I have seen has been overwhelmingly positive. Yeah, there is a small minority that aren't happy, but I think that obviously the number one question that folks have is, you know, how does it get paid for, and what impact does it ultimately have on season ticket holders, right? But as far as the renderings and the project itself, everything that I've seen on social media has been overwhelmingly positive. And you look at it, it's a spectacular facility if they're able to build it.
Yeah, I think the only question I had was, I wonder why it took them so long to release that, you know?
Yeah.
But I know they were going back and forth trying to figure out, you know, they wanted to look at what was going on in the lakefront. They wanted to see what was going on in Berea. Daryl, can you walk through some of the costs there that, you know, everyone's saying 50-50 split, but
yeah,
some of that money's already, we're already talking about. Is there Syntax money in there too, or?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to be some Syntax revenue included in that. But yeah, for the dome itself, it's $2.4 billion. They'd like to do it 50-50, so the team would put in $1.2 billion plus pay the cost overruns associated with the project. And let's be honest about it, nothing gets built today without cost overruns. So it's good to know that the Browns are going to handle those additional expenses. And then the other $1.2 billion, from how it's been explained to me, the Browns basically want to take a revenue generated by that complex, not just the dome, but the additional development, and spend those tax dollars back in to pay off the you know, the public portion of the debt. So as far as the scope of that, you know, at some point we'll get the details of it, but that's kind of how it's been explained to me. And then, of course, the Browns or the Haslam Sports Group and their partners are willing to put up as much as $1.4 billion towards an adjacent development that includes hotels, restaurants, retail, some apartments, all those type of things. So you're talking about a $2.6 billion investment plus cost overruns from the Browns in comparison to $1.2 billion in a public investment. So by my math, that's more than a 2-to-1 ratio, public to private dollars when you just take a step back from the dome and look at the overall scope of the project.
Daryl, riddle me this one. The counter from Mayor Bibb about, here's our proposal for renovating the stadium. Is that the only proposal the city could come up with? Is that the only option here? Is renovating the current stadium? Does the city have nothing else that they could offer the Browns? Or do the Browns want no other offer from the city other than possibly renovating the current stadium?
There's nowhere to build.
Daryl, you just dropped. You got us, Daryl?
I'm here.
You go. Go ahead. Go start again.
Nowhere to build, Dak. That's just the reality. There's not 150 acres.
Daryl, you're busting up on us, so we'll try and connect by phone with you, okay? Oh, now you're back.
Okay.
You there? Go ahead.
I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
I haven't gone any.
Well, your line has, so we'll try and call you, all right?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back in touch with Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter from Berea.
After this brief intermission. Intermission. What a show.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, yeah. Let's all go to the lobby. I forgot about that.
The dancing hot dog was always fun.
Popcorn. That was always the parade, the popcorn, the hot dogs.
Daryl just said there's nowhere to build downtown other than at the stadium.
This kind
of land. There's got to be. There has to be. 150, 170 acres they could put together somewhere.
What if that land meant tearing down houses and eminent domain? You don't want that.
That's what it often means. Daryl's back with us.
Yeah, but
Daryl.
That's not what you want.
Well, no.
You don't want people moving out of their house.
I don't want people moving out of their house, but there's, Daryl, there's got to be some place in town you could put this, right? No, don't think so.
If there was, they would.
No, do you really think that's the case? Do you think the city would say, hey, we want to do this, and here's where we can do this?
Well, my understanding is that they explored multiple sites downtown and within the city limits, and they looked at Burke Lakefront Airport. It's going to be 15 years before that thing closes, okay? So they're not going to lipstick a pig on the stadium and wait 15 years to build a dome that'll probably cost $1 trillion by then.
Yeah,
And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, Minnesota's dome cost, I think it was just around $1 billion. And now if you want to build the dome, it's $2.5, $3, $4 billion now, right? I mean, the cost of this, if the Browns are able to build this in Brook Park, is going to be more than 10 times what the cost of building Cleveland Brown Stadium was. In the mid-90s, right? I mean, just the costs for these things to build them are astronomical. So, like, it makes sense for the Browns if they want to play in a dome. It makes sense for them to get this done as quickly as possible while the costs are where they are. And, look, I mean, $2.4 billion with a B dollars is, that's not jump change. It's a lot of money. But if they wait to do it, I mean, look, the other option is they – go outside Cuyahoga County and they do it there. And I'm sure that'll really make people happy if the Browns were to, acquire 150 acres outside of the county. So, they have been studying this since 2017, guys. Like, this is not a rabbit that they just magically pulled out of a hat and was like, hey, let's do this. I mean, they have spent a long, long time studying stadium sites. They've done soil testing at a variety of stadium sites. They've done engineering and feasibility studies at a variety of sites. And, Brook Park is the one outside the lakefront that they ultimately settled on.
Darryl, let's talk football. Your thoughts on Saturdays, because this will be the last time we talk to you before this. But
can't wait.
Yeah.
You know I know love nothing more than preseason football. I can't wait for Saturday at 4:25 to watch the starters play 10 plays. I am over the moon, like on pins and needles.
How do you really feel, Darryl?
Yeah, Darryl.
Yes, so I told you. Listen, there's no acting on over here, guys. You get the real deal. Like, I don't fake it very well.
Hey, we're going to hear from Jameis Winston coming up
are you really going to hear from Jameis? Boy, did he have a few lines today.
Yeah, we're going to hear him coming up. What do you think of him and his role on this team?
He brings a lot of energy. I mean, you know, I don't know what he'll be able to contribute on the field, but I know what he's contributing off the field. He had a lot of things to say about Deshaun Watson today, and as you mentioned, you guys are going to play that coming up here, so I don't want to ruin the fun for anyone. But if you're looking to have your fun ruined, head to my X account, because I put the money quote of the day up on my X account.
Oh, good.
Because he was rolling today. But he had a lot of things to say about Deshaun Watson and the positive impact that he's hoping to have on Deshaun. Also, quite frankly, the impact he doesn't think he needs to have on Deshaun, because Deshaun already just has that it factor. So I think folks will be very, very interested in listening to what Jameis had to say today.
Any updates on our favorite? I'm not even saying his name after yesterday, because I'm so not happy about the progression in this, but I'll say it anyways. Any update on Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I was hoping you were going to say the name, because right now I had no idea who you were talking about.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I got frustrated by the.
I don't have your bleep list. Okay. I don't know.
No, it's not a bleep list. I'm just.
All I know is I'm on it.
I don't like the way everyone seems to be getting played on this thing. Pick a team, dude. Pick a team.
Well, yeah, but you know what? This is you know, part of the business of the NFL. I feel you. I don't know. I think the longer this drags on, the less and less I think it's going to be the Browns, to be perfectly honest with you. Someone, I forget, because I was posting about the lack of electricity that's available in Cuyahoga County these days, and someone replied to me on X. I'm pulling it up right now because I want to get here. Mind of Quinn on X said, first then, the electric company's not turning on the power until Brandon Ayuk makes a decision. and I said, I feel terrible for laughing at this, but yet there may be some truth to that. Yeah, I mean, this thing is drug on a little bit. It would be nice if he made a decision. Is it going to be Cleveland? Is it going to be Pittsburgh? Is it going to be New England? Is it going to be somewhere else? But also, too, keep in mind, it's not just so much about the destination. It's about the contract, right? And getting the contract that he wants, or I should say the contract extension, rather, that he wants. So that is, quite frankly, what is holding up, I think, this decision-making process, is they just haven't, one of these teams has not come to them with an offer that they can't refuse.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Daryl, thank you very much. Daryl's in Berea. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking in about 17 minutes. The afternoon show will be live from Browns training camp today. Daryl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Daryl.
Great coverage of everything stadium on our website, 923thefan.com. Well done, buddy.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Daryl Ryder joining us right there. We're going to hear from Jameis Winston. Daryl said, oh, did he ever? What did he have to say? Jameis next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.